Everybody have a seat. Good to see you. All right. Come on in. There you go, hon. Have a seat. All right. Y'all look up here. Liam, I'm going to use you as an example. Okay, how many of you watched the baptism this morning? Tell me you were watching it. We just did it, right? Raise your hand. There we go. There we go. Okay. Now let me just, I want you to understand something, that a baptism doesn't save you, but it tells someone who did save you. So for instance, Liam, come here. This is my grandson, Liam. And when a person walks into the water, it's a picture of them the way they used to be. And they come up to the front, and what did I do? I turned them sideways, and I asked them if they had placed their faith in Jesus, and they said yes, and then I said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. So, Liam, hold your nose. Other hand. There we go. Hold it tight. You might get water in. When I lean him back, go back. It's a picture of him dying to his old way of life. Now, here's what I want you to understand. When you become a Christian, what you're saying is you no longer want to live your life. You want to do what Jesus wants you to do. And when Liam is under the water, that's being buried. When he comes out of the water, it's a new person. In a couple weeks, we'll be talking about the resurrection at Easter. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he gives us the ability to have a new life. And so putting your faith in Jesus is very, very important. It doesn't make you a Christian, but it tells who does. And that person is who? Jesus. And when you become a Christian, what you're saying is you want to live differently, right? Okay. Let's have a word of prayer. When you guys are old enough to understand that, which it's different ages for different people, I want you to put your faith in him and live differently. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for these kids. May they hear about Jesus. May they learn about him, so when they're old enough to confess him, they will do that. I thank you for each one of them, and I love them so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, line up behind.